6. WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 0.5% of this year's revenue from College Station's hotel occupancy tax was under the microscope during recent City Council budget deliberations.
Among those approving a $25,000 payment to the Chamber of Commerce were Council Members Julie Schultz, a former Chamber employee, and James Benham. Both sought more from the agency. Chamber President Royce Hickman, who agreed to visit with city staff, says they do a fair amount of work that supports local tourism, which is the purpose of hotel tax money.
I make many greetings on Sundays and Saturdays and nights,
yes,
which I'm happy to do and will continue to do. We also were very involved with bringing the 4-H group here, 4,000 students.
Yeah.
I had a two-hour meeting yesterday on the 4-H program. And those are things we do on an ongoing basis.
Blanche Brick was one of two other council members supporting the payment without qualification.
I don't care if it's paid out of hot tax funds or out of the general fund. I think it's some of the $25,000 best dollars we spend.
The chamber spends the money on the annual banquet and economic outlook conference. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The cities of Bryan and College Station will have representatives at Thursday's meeting of the State Transportation Commission. The State Board will consider transferring maintenance of state highways to BCS and 58 other metropolitan areas. Bryan Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says it would apply to all local highways except the freeway and Highway 47.
In the discussion with TxDOT, we asked for, you know, how much they had planned on spending in maintenance and kind of what their maintenance history has been on these roadways. We're still waiting those numbers. We did ask if they could provide which of these roadways in Bryan would be transferred to us. We're on their maintenance forecast for the next 4 years, knowing that it may change, but what they were looking to spend.
TxDOT officials said earlier this summer this would save the state $165 million a year. Barfnick says the city has already lined up projects to be paid from its transportation fee, which generates about $5 million a year. This would affect 44 miles of state highways in Bryan and 31 miles in College Station. The new school year at Blinn College includes the addition of parking on the Bryan campus. Spokesman Richard Bray says another 300 spaces opened yesterday. That's one of the things to address student growth of 26% over the last 7 years.
Using programs like distance education and getting students to take online classes so they can ease that strain on our facilities. And we can get the students the education that they want to get from Blinn College without having everybody on campus at the same time.
Also, there's new signage on the 29th Street side of the Bryan campus, replacing what was left over from the former College Park movie theater. The local Better Business Bureau has been getting calls about an ad targeting seniors. President Bill McGuire says a company claims they'll give people in Bryan College Station a free cell phone from which it's easier to make emergency calls.
Brilliant Built Technologies out of Canton, Ohio, presently has an F rating, which is back to school days, F is your failing grade. They've had some complaints against that business.
McGuire says there's a 48-hour deadline to make people feel more urgent, but really, think hard, because even if the phone is free, they haven't told you about shipping or setup costs. Plus, emergency calls are already legally obligated to be transmitted even if the caller isn't a subscriber. With the second annual Brazos Valley Fair coming next weekend, Executive Committee Chairman Jim Mazurkovich says he's looking forward to this year being even bigger and better. Mazurkovich says last year there were only 800 livestock entries total, but so far this year they've had a 50% increase with a week still left to go for entries, meaning they will have more prize money to distribute to the kids.
100% of the entry fees for our kids is given back to the kids in prize money.
My.
None of the expenses are deducted from that. The fair takes that out of our sponsorships and ticket sales, but the kids' actual entry fee gets paid back. We paid back $33,000 last year in our first year. So with an increase of numbers, we'll be able to pay back more.
He says there will be many more events and entertainment, plus an extra day of rodeo this year. And criminal activity has not been ruled out in the fire that led to the explosion at the West Fertilizer Plant. Assistant State Fire Marshal Kelly Kistner told state lawmakers they've ruled out all but three possible causes of the fire.
So we still have the golf cart pieces or the golf carts themselves that we're trying to eliminate, the 120 system, electrical system that was there, and we still have not eliminated a criminal act related to the explosion itself.
The state fire marshal's office is also responsible for investigating all the remaining places that house ammonium nitrate in Texas. Five facilities that store more than 10,000 pounds have refused on-site inspections since the explosion in West. WTAW News Time is 8:11 at 73 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
812. Sponsored by Texas CASA.
That's right, 812. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Brass's Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to brassesbounty.com.
High pressure responsible for bringing moisture in off the Gulf of Mexico, and that moisture continues to lie across the area this morning. We'll see clouds and maybe a few breaks. Temperatures near 90 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows near 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine on Thursday with highs anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Rookie week, I guess, continues, even though it's over a week. Kathy Bice is here this morning from the Animal Shelter. How are you?
Good.
You were our rookie last week, okay. But, Lucia, you're here this morning. Well, did you observe Jethro Trivia last time you were here with Royce, or did we play that time?
I've heard it on the radio.
Okay. All right. That's good enough. You know how it's played. Today, since you're the veteran of the two, we're going to have somebody playing for you. You're going to be playing for somebody.
Okay.
They'll call in right now, 695-1620, 695-1620, and we'll just keep them on hold during this so they can share in the excitement when you get it right, or they can be disappointed.
But yes, I'm sure there are several waiting with bated breath.
Something like that. 695-1620 if you'd like Kathy Bice to play. And we have prizes involved this morning. In fact, there will be a $20 gift certificate from NINFA's and a pair of tickets to the second annual Brazos Valley Fair.
Ooh.
So that's a $40 value, not to be taken lightly. So, all right, put that right there, and we'll see. Hi there, who's this?
This is Greg Cohan.
Greg Cohan. What do you do, Greg?
I do IT for a living. I'm okay. Getting ready to start a new job out at TMPA.
All right. Very good. That's a C-O-H-E-N. Is that right?
C-O-H-A-N.
A-N. Okay. Like Cohen, except it's got an A in it, which would make
it
Cohen.
That's right. Irish, not Jewish.
There you go. All right. So here we go. Kathy Bice will be playing for you, Greg. And so here we go. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our oddly informative little news quiz. And this morning, in fact, a nose for technology, maybe. A nose for technology.
Dang it.
There are now millions of apps for the iPad, but now there's none, excuse me, that can be usable by who? Are they Microsoft users? Excuse me. Let me read this again. There are now millions of apps for the iPad, but until now, none of them were usable by whom? Was it Microsoft users, dogs, people in Ohio, or iPad users? Once again, and this is good because Greg is in IT, there are now millions of apps for your iPad, but until now, none of them were usable by whom? Was it A, Microsoft users, B, dogs, C, people in Ohio, or D, iPad users? Kat, you're first.
I'll go with A, Microsoft users.
Oh, okay. All right. Kevin?
I'm going to go with dogs.
Dogs. Okay. All right. All right, Kathy?
Well,
This, I'm gonna, you're on, you know, pressure.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot pressure. Of pressure here, yeah, because of the technology part.
Right.
But even though I represent a lot of dogs,
yeah,
I'm going to go with Microsoft.
Okay. All right. You're going to do that. And then, Alicia, what do you say?
Microsoft.
Okay. Greg, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you play. Do you want to agree with Kathy's answer, or you want to go with one of your own?
I do agree with Kathy.
Okay. Well, you both lose. I'm sorry. It's dogs.
I know.
It's dogs.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing, Greg.
Thank you.
I knew it was bad when she agreed with me because I always get it wrong.
Yeah. Matter of fact, the injustice of it all, if you take your dog to the special dog obedience class being taught in New York City, the dog may be able to learn to launch your favorite app with its nose now. How's that? Huh? They walk up
my.
And
you really want a dog print on your phone?
That's a little
excuse
wet.
Me. Is that the worst thing that's been on the screen of your iPad?
Of mine, it would
well,
be.
Okay, maybe in your case. Well, what? Yeah, you've got cat spittle anyway. So there. That just. I'm saying it's the dogs. See, now people want to play.
Everybody's calling.
Yeah, no, never mind. I can't do that. All right. So anyway, we're going. So what's going on at the Humane Society?
Oh, we're reminding all the new people to town that when your pet gets out of the gate by mistake or your cat wanders off because it should be home and it's not,
yeah,
remember that lost and found involves active participation, not just Craigslist. You've got to get in the car and go to two animal shelters in Bryan.
Okay.
There's an animal shelter on Finfeather Road for the city of Bryan, and there is an animal shelter called Aggieland Humane Society on Leonard Road.
Mm-hmm.
And all the animals that are picked up by the almost over a half dozen officers are actually taken to these animal shelters, and you've got to go look for your pet. If your pet is microchipped or tagged, great. We're going to hold them. We're going to try to find you. But if they're not tagged and microchipped, you've just washed them, you've taken off the collar, get in the car and go look for your animal.
Be a proactive owner. Right?
Absolutely. So besides looking for your animal, we've got lost and found books, and we have the best deal in town for microchipping your pet with an international registration. So if you have a pet that is not microchipped, put it in the car and come to the Aggieland Humane Society between 11 and 6, Monday through Friday. Pay that $25, and in 5 minutes, get your pet permanently identified with an international registered microchip.
And the chip is good for life. So, I mean, if your dog lives for 5 years, I mean, it's a great investment under any circumstance.
Absolutely. And it helps the animal shelters, because every time somebody's pet is identified and can go home, it makes room for another orphan,
sure,
an animal that needs space.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're checking in animals on a space available basis by appointment, the faster we can get the animals home or the faster we can place orphan pets, the more room we have for animals in need.
Yep.
So identifying lost and found pets is critical. So if you find a lost pet, don't assume that somebody dumped it. Take it to a veterinarian or an animal shelter and get it scanned for that microchip and get that pet home to its owner. And in town, we have a wonderful lost and found system called the Brazos County Tag. If you're new to town, you have proof of rabies, take that proof of rabies to the animal shelter or to a local vet and buy the Brazos County Tag. All the officers are empowered to look those tags up 24 hours a day, take the pet home. They're empowered, if it's hit by a car, to take it to a vet and get trauma support, but only if you have a current Brazos County tag on the collar of your cat or dog.
Just on top of that, though, it's the law.
Amen. Yeah, well, you know, you can get a $200 ticket if you don't have the tag on the collar. But I was trying to, you know, take the high road.
Right, exactly. Be a nice person about this. Right, okay. But anyway.
Yep. So, reminder, we do have a couple events coming up right now. Bark Leaders is happening. Go online. You can register your dog to compete in Bark Leaders. If you don't want your dog to be a celebrity and a spokesdog for the year, go on our website, aggielandhumane.org, and click on events. Go to Bark Leaders and vote with your money for one of the 9 people that are running their dogs to be a celebrity Bark Leader for the year. And if you are passionate about animal rescue and you want to help animals that are in need, this week we have Romeo. Romeo is a 3-pound Chihuahua that had to have orthopedic surgery on his hip. And if you'd like to go and make a medical rescue donation, go on aggielandhumane.org and click donate and give some money towards Romeo's over $500 worth of vet bills.
Wow, okay.
3 pounds of Chihuahua, $500.
Good.
And that's a discount. So okay. We want to thank the veterinarians who are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But Mark your calendar, Wienerfest, October 5th. It's a Saturday without a football game. Mark your calendars, Wienerfest, October 5th.
There's not a football game, I don't think, here.
Wolfpen Creek. Yeah. It's a great day, and we'll see you all there. So lots of cats, lots of dogs, 5359 Leonard Road, right out near the Expo Center, 11 to 6 Monday through Friday, 11 to 3 on Saturday. We hope you'll all come out and visit.
What's the phone number?
775-5755.
And the website?
AggielandHumane.org.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate that. And Lucia Cropper's here this morning, your first official visit with us from the Chamber. What's going on there?
Oh, we have Lobster Fest and Golf Classic coming up. That's the big event.
That is the big event for
that
you.
That is the big event. That's starting Sunday, September 22nd, and Monday, September 23rd. The Lobster Fest will be at the Brazos Center, and the Golf Classic will be at Briar Crest Country Club. The cost is $75 at the Lobster Fest for an individual and for a table of eight, $1,000. And then if you want a golf team, that's $800 with a single player, $200. And we still need live and silent auction donations. This is our biggest fundraiser event of the year. So we really need those items. So please give us a call. And our sponsors for this event are the Bank and Trust and the CC Creations. Those are our platinum. And then today, we might have some spots available. We're having our health and wellness luncheon over at Briarcrest Country Club. And that's I Wish I'd Known, plan now for financial, legal, and physical health. The cost for that is $30, and the table eight is $340, and non-members are $40. And the sponsors for that are ANCO Insurance, Brown & Company Insurance, HBI Solutions, Office Solutions. So we still might have some spots for that.
Well, it answers a lot of questions. Employers probably are having to, or being asked by their employees about things.
Right now, yes. And then a new event that's on the calendar is our community leadership briefing. That will be at the George Bush Presidential Library Museum on September 26th from 8 to 4. And the cost for that is $75, and non-members is $85. And the sponsor for that is American Loop Centers and the Texas Commercial Waste. And then our next event, it's free. It's always good it's free. It's our business after hours over at Sterling Auto Group, Thursday, September 19th from 5:30 to 7. So those are fun if you've ever been out to business after hours. And then this week we have two ribbon cuttings. On Thursday we have a deluxe ribbon cutting at the University Inn at 2300 South Texas Avenue in Bryan from 4:30 to 5:30. And then on Friday, Boot Barn at 725 East Villa Maria at 11:30 in Bryan.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Some more information, what's the contact info?
Our number is 260-5200, and our website is www.bcschamber.org.
Okay, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
And we visit with folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
Stocks could take an early hit. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Worries over the federal debt ceiling and the worsening tensions in Syria are likely to weigh on Wall Street in the early going. The futures are sharply lower. Tiffany & Company posted a bigger quarterly profit. The high-end jeweler says Chinese sales picked up and overall global sales rose by nearly 4.5%. Tiffany raised its outlook for the year. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales rose slightly last week. Sales were up 0.2% from the prior week. JCPenney's biggest investor is dumping a stake in the department store chain. Activist investor, hedge fund operator, and former Penney's board member William Ackman will sell more than 39 million Penney shares. And the founder of Best Buy is preparing to sell part of his stake in the electronics chain. Former chairman Richard Schultz owns about 20% of Best Buy. He indicates in a filing that he will sell some shares starting in October. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment. making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/engage.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention, shoppers. This place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
These are the sounds of underwater bombs off the coast of California set by fishermen to scare sea lions away from their catch. But if you listen carefully, you can also hear the call of a humpback whale. Scripps Institution of Oceanography whale biologist Simone Bauman Pickering and her team document the blasts using underwater microphones.
What we've been finding is that over the course of a week, we have about 6,000 to 8,000 explosions, and it goes on over months.
They think the explosions could impact whale and dolphin feeding behavior. The use of seal bombs, which resemble underwater firecrackers, is currently unregulated. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Glass has basically stayed the same for a long time, but how you use glass can change, well, every day. And, you know, since 1946, Acme Glass has been here for you when you need glass or when you want glass. More often than not, you need glass. You need to get something replaced, and they understand the importance of responding quickly. Whether it's a commercial application in your home or in your vehicle, Acme Glass will respond quickly and make sure that, that glass gets replaced. And if it means them coming to you to have that done with your vehicle, then obviously they'll do that for you. Just give them a call, either of their locations, downtown Bryan on Main Street or in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. Now, it could be a glass project that you're working on. You need a piece of glass cut to size. You want to put a straight line bevel on a mirror. You can do that at Acme Glass. Now, they've opened a half day on Saturday, which makes it convenient for you if you've got a project you need to work on, or maybe your vehicle is tied up during the week and the weekend is the only time you can get the work done. Those are the kind of things that make a difference. The reason that Acme Glass has been the answer to glass problems for people since 1946. Again, two locations, downtown Bryan and in College Station across from A&M. Acme Glass.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade, or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Few things demonstrate the power of nature like a major storm. Unfortunately, nature's power usually leads to you losing yours. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we have the batteries, bulbs, flashlights, and backup power systems you'll need to weather the storm. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has all the batteries, light bulbs, and power-related accessories you may need during a power outage. Located in College Station at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
WTAW News time is 8:30. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. With football season here, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Last week, the cities of Bryan and College Station were contacted by the local Texas Department of Transportation office about a proposal placing more than 75 miles of state highways inside city limits under local control. The State Transportation Commission considers action on Thursday to transfer maintenance costs to the cities, saving the state $165 million a year. Bryan Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says they're waiting for the state to provide more information.
They did say, you know, maybe some other possibilities of roadway sections that they would possibly consider keeping. So it wasn't a hard and fast, here you go, but there may be some negotiation. But those that are actually look like city streets, curb and gutter, city section, they would be looking to transfer those over.
The state's plan covers 59 metropolitan areas. TxDOT would continue maintaining the freeway and Highway 47 and shift the cost of the remaining highways to the Twin Cities. The Bryan City Council could bring up the subject today as their agenda includes next year's capital improvements plan. $25,000 out of $4 million of hotel occupancy tax revenue collected by the City of College Station goes to the Chamber of Commerce. During the City Council's recent budget meetings, that payment was discussed at length.
Mayor Nancy Berry says she was the one who asked the Chamber to request the money, which goes towards the annual banquet and Economic Outlook Conference.
You're out at everything. You publish a map that the Chamber gives away to Convention and Visitors Bureau. I just want to thank all of you for what you do for the community, and it's much appreciated by, I think, most of us.
John Nichols reminded his fellow council members that next year the Convention and Visitors Bureau takes over management of who gets hotel tax money.
We already told the CVB that this is their baby. I don't think we should be micromanaging how the CVB is going to do.
Well, no, we're just talking about
this. This is not about,
I understand that.
This is about this year.
I understand that, but a lot of the questions suggest an implication that this is the kind of information you want on a continuing basis.
Nichols was interrupted by James Benham and former Chamber employee Julie Schultz, two members who also approved the payment but also asked for more from the Chamber. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Those who drive by the Blinn College campus in Bryan on East 29th Street should have noticed new signage. Spokesman Richard Bray says it replaces what was the old College Park movie theater sign.
I think we've estimated about 50,000 vehicles go by there every single day. So we can advertise, we can let people know a little bit about registration and enrollment dates, and market our college a lot more effectively than we were before.
Blinn logos and a 12-by-6-foot electronic message board are part of the package. At the other end of the campus, 300 new parking spaces were opened yesterday. A recent ad targeting senior citizens for free cell phones has the local Better Business Bureau warning potential customers that there's no such thing as a free lunch. President Bill McGuire says Brilliant Built Technologies of Ohio, who's advertising the phone, is rated F, as in failure, by the BBB.
They've come up with other products in the past, one being an indoor antenna, but they made all kinds of wild claims that it was as good as cable. And the BBB in Canton, Ohio said, well, we need you to prove these things. And if you can't prove them, then you can't say them. And basically, they had never come back and righted that ship.
McGuire says the company also boasts of having free emergency calls, but actually all cell phone providers are required to transmit emergency calls whether you're subscribed or not. You can find more details about the company's claims and the ad on our website, WTAW.com. Last year, about 16,000 people attended the first Brazos Valley Fair, and next weekend, Executive Committee Chairman Jim Mazurkiewicz hopes to more than double that. Mazurkiewicz is especially excited to bring an elite folk band from Poland, a country which made a large impact on traditional Texas music.
On the Rock and Spur stage on Friday night, September the 6th at 6 p.m., these are four young kids, and they're one of the top, if not the top band in Poland for folk music, but they can play anything. Absolutely anything. They were in Italy last month, made the semifinals for the entire European continent.
He also expects at least 1,200 livestock entries, which is a 50% increase from last year, and promises an extra day of rodeo. And state investigators have not ruled out wrongdoing as the cause of the fire that led to the explosion at the West Fertilizer Plant.
I can't stand here and tell you that we will ever know the answer.
That's Assistant Fire Marshal Kelly Kistner. He and Fire Marshal Chris Keneally delivered an investigation update to members of the State House Public Safety Committee.
The cause of the fire is undetermined because we have a number of things that we couldn't rule out.
Kistner says they've ruled out all but three causes.
The golf cart or components, we have not ruled out. What most of you would think of as your residential electrical system, the 110-120 system, and we have not ruled out an intentional act at this point.
Lawmakers were told five other Texas facilities where at least 10,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate is stored have resisted on-site inspection since the April explosion in West. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 74 degrees. The Sick of the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With football season here, your home may start getting a little crowded. With friends and family traveling to town, it's time to start planning where everyone needs to stay. Think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. There is still some space available this fall, so contact the Red Velvet Inn now. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5555. 5584. That's 777-5584.
Hi, I'm Joe Carbajal, Senior Pastor of Mighty Wind Worship Center in Central Texas. The lives of 11 million of our neighbors hang in the balance as Congress seeks to reform our immigration system. Christ calls evangelicals to compassion and justice. So please join a growing movement of Christians asking our political leaders for immigration solutions rooted in biblical values. Values that reflect each person's God-given dignity, respect the rule of law, protect family unity, guarantee secure borders, ensure fairness to taxpayers, and establish a path towards citizenship. Our Texas elected officials need your prayers, but they also need to hear your voice. Become a prayer partner for reform by going to prayforreform.org. That's pray, the number 4, reform.org. This announcement has been paid for by the Evangelical Immigration Table.
It's 8:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Free foundation evaluations, deep drill, bell-bottom piers, and a lifetime guarantee. Learn more about the Anchor Foundation Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
High pressure responsible for bringing moisture in off the Gulf of Mexico, and that moisture continues to lie across the area this morning. We'll see clouds and maybe a few breaks. Temperatures near 90 today. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows near 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows 75 to 80. Sunshine on Thursday with highs anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So I think it was Sunday night, just nothing on TV, and so go up to the upper realms of the cable box, and there's John Stossel. And I always like Stossel.
I do too.
Because he brings out a lot of stuff, and it was interesting because I happen to know more about one of those subjects than the average person, and the way that he'll present things is slanted in some ways.
Sure.
But what he does is he speaks to the outrage of the American public, as we should be, about stupid things, mostly governmental. But it appeared that every commercial that was on that show was one of these as seen on TV, okay? So I kind of enjoyed that almost as much because, you know...
Did it appeal to your sense of snarky humor?
The thing is, you know, again, one of the great Tom Turbeville moments of our time was when he got one of those, what is that robe that you put on backwards?
Snuggie,
yeah. And we talked about that and talked about it, and he said, well, you know, I got one. And I said, well, why'd you do that? He said, well, I hoped if I bought it, they'd quit running the commercial. Which, you know...
Have you ever thought maybe Tom was just pulling your leg?
No, he wasn't.
No, that's Tom.
That's Tom. But what was amazing is, you know, somehow, some way, they present some sort of a situation that, well, you know, you just couldn't go another day through this arduous whatever it is. Tired of well, we've got the solution. So one of them that I saw was adjustable glasses called Instant 2020. And you put these glasses on, and you apparently can adjust individual lenses so that you get 20/20. Now, what they said, of course, the little disclaimers they have is it's not real 20/20. Don't drive with these. But it just brings up the whole concept of finding a problem, defining the problem, and then solving the problem. That's what As Seen on TV is. And so here's one that's called Grab-A-Bite. Now, listen to the premise of the problem that they're going to solve. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Uh-huh.
Tired of food falling off your fork?
Some people have shaky hands.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's probably
especially
right.
Especially if you're using a fork when you should be using a spoon.
Well, I was going to say, then don't we do spoons? But anyway, here we go. Okay, here we go. Once again, they're going to solve the problem for us.
Tired of food falling off your fork? And who knows where those hands have been? Yuck! Introducing Grab-A-Bite, the greatest innovation in eating since the fork. Grab-A-Bite spears, scoops, lifts, elevates, and grasps food like no other utensil can. Look, a fork makes a mess of this crouton. But with Grab-A-Bite, you get a crouton, an olive, some lettuce, and cheese for that brilliant bite of
salad.
That's
what your knife is for.
Oh, my God.
You use your knife to push.
But you could get a, oh, hello?
My father-in-law likes those glasses so much he bought two pair in case they quit making them.
One of the lines in that commercial about the glasses, he says, they're not stylish, but they work. And the next thing you know, there are these two girls walking by in bikinis. And this lecherous old guy is about 60 years old.
Oh, my God.
Gawking at them.
I've seen it.
Oh, man. It's just, it creeps you out to see that. But anyway, now let's go back to the salad. I mean, this is truly amazing.
Grasps food like no other utensil can. Look, a fork makes a mess of this crouton.
Uh-huh.
But with Grab-A-Bite, you get a crouton, an olive, some lettuce, and cheese for that brilliant bite of salad.
So what does Grab-A-Bite look like?
My God. Well,
is it like chopsticks with a pokey fork in?
It's tongs that look like lobster claws.
Okay.
I mean, is that basically,
that
you know,
looks
it looks
cool
like a lobster claw. Yeah, and so, anyway, let me see if we can find out how
like
much it costs.
Like a spaghetti server?
Yeah, no, no.
Like snacks, grab a pretzel, grab a cookie, grab a veggie.
Is it $9.95 or $19.95?
We're going to find out in just a minute. Well, let me see. It's not. We got it. That's the $9.95, set of eight for $9.95. Kat, do you want the number? Wow, that is awesome.
No, thank you. When I eat salad, you know, there is something called a knife and a fork. And you can push the food onto your fork. You don't have to spear everything.
But what about that pesky crouton?
I thought you were going to say pesky manners.
No, that pesky crouton.
Yeah, you ease it onto your fork with your knife. It's called using both hands instead of just one hand.
That's why God made fingers.
That's right. And
yeah, but your hands, where have they been?
But where are you going to put the remote if you've got to use both hands to eat? I mean, because you're watching television.
You really think someone watching
eat.
TV while they eat is eating a salad with a crouton?
That was rather disparaging.
That's fair. That's all right.
My guess is
I can go there.
Well, never mind.
No, don't go any farther. That's fine. Okay, you took a shot at him. All right, it's 8:43. I'm just saying.
Talk to people while you eat.
And one time, this was like 3 years ago, I guess, my wife gave me nothing but presents that were as seen on TV.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was outstanding.
She has a really funny sense of humor.
It was outstanding. So, you know.
Is that what you want for Christmas?
No. Howsomever, for her birthday, I'm not getting her something from As Seen on TV.
Happy birthday to your wife, by the way.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
You'd have to have lots of yard sales.
I will say that I have the Flip and Fold.
What is that?
It's basically the thing that you see when you go to a department store and they fold T-shirts. It's a plastic board that folds T-shirts.
Aww. You can also use your hands
to
fold T-shirts.
No, it doesn't. The plastic board doesn't fold them. You fold them, but you use the plastic board, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It makes everything much more uniform because I suck at folding shirts.
Oh. By the way, we'll do this next week.
I can teach you some cool tips.
We'll do that later this week if I think about that. Do this. If you can remember, or maybe do we have some T-shirts around the station? We're a radio station. We have to have T-shirts.
Yeah,
right?
T-shirts.
Okay.
At least some candy shirts.
What we will do is bring a pile of like 3 or 5 T-shirts into the control room on Friday, and Jay Sokol will fold those for you.
I bet I could race Jay Sokol.
No. Jay Sokol's parents owned a ready-to-wear store.
Oh, really?
Well, I had YouTube and learned how to fold off of YouTube. So.
Yeah, but you didn't have to go back through and clean up after customers who left things like
that. Hey, I've worked retail. That's why I anally stack books. If there are books that are out of order, I will pull them to the edge. I don't mean to do it. It's just what happens when you do it so long.
Hello?
I want to know how Kevin made it through the core without being able to hold his shirt.
He wasn't in the core.
I wasn't in the core.
That's the reason he didn't. Anyway,
there wasn't even a core where I went
okay,
to school.
All right, then.
But
Kat,
that's very flattering,
Kat. If you'd like to challenge Jay to a shirt folding,
I was
contest.
Flirting with it, but now I've kind of.
No! You threw the gauntlet down already.
We may have to.
Y'all
capture
didn't pick
that.
It up in time. You and just were like, nah, you don't know. You didn't work in a retail shop.
We'll put it. Did I sound like that when
That's
I talked?
Kind of how you sound.
Did I sound like that?
I mean,
that?
You sound a little lower.
I'm staying out of this.
Yeah, thanks. Anyway.
Be nice, kids.
Now's That's a good quick. Time to go to commercial.
Hey, I will stop this radio station
That's
if you guys
right.
get top.
I would just think we could capture that on video, put it up on the website for all to see.
Well, you know, and challenge. Then you know what else? I forgot I have a splint on my hand.
Oh, well, of course. Well, there we go.
Now we're playing the injury
That's
card.
Right. Yeah, okay.
We have to put Kat on
I'm
the IR.
I'm out this season. I'm on the bench.
We have to put Kat on the IR.
That's it. It turns out.
Or, no, the D. The
IR, the injured reserve. Injured,
yeah, oh, but see, I think in enough. Baseball terms.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
It turns out that you are less likely to recycle a dented soda can than an undented soda can.
That's weird.
Once again, Boston University apparently ended up with a whole bunch of money to waste on this, along with the University of Alberta. One little lady sitting over there named Alberta. Anyway, researchers found that recycled behavior is affected by perception of an object, and that those that have been distorted from their original form are more likely to be considered waste and then thrown away, which obviously defeats the entire purpose
yes.
of recycling.
Or,
in other words, if you get the sense that a soda can, is too beaten up to function as a soda can any longer, then you'll probably throw it away instead of recycle it. While 75% of U.S. waste is recyclable, only about 30% gets recycled.
But what if it has to do with the kind of people who like to smash their can out of shape don't recycle anyway? You know what I mean?
You're
kind of
painting with a broad brush
I'm
there.
Imagine about it.
No, that's not true because, in fact, I can remember because we used to own one, something called the Cannibal. And what it
that
was
sounds like fun.
Is it was a can squisher.
Well, you can also put it down on the ground and stomp on it.
Well, you can do that, but the whole idea is those people are deforming the cans so that you can put more cans
yes.
into the container. Mm. So, see, that's the reason that works.
Okay. Well, right? See, I didn't imagine in a home. I'm thinking out in public.
Oh, well.
Public recycling
She's
bins
thinking
and
about,
stuff.
You know, crushing the beer can on your head thing.
One solution might be package redesign. If manufacturers make packages that can be opened and used without being destroyed or badly defaced, people should feel more inclined to recycle them.
Or you could just say, recycle it. It's going to get melted down anyway. It
but
could be broken in half and you'd use it.
The whole purpose is surprised that because that can is dented, people would throw it away rather than recycle it, when in fact, once it goes into the process, it really doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in because it's going to get burned or squashed even worse.
Right. The Honda Summer Clearance Event is going on now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of great finance rates from Honda. Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CR-V, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CR-V if you're a current owner of a 2003 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. The Honda Summer Clearance Event going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Did you ever try to dial a cell phone with gloves on? Ever had a job site without cell service? And what if you need to get a message to a whole crew at once? The only way to make this happen is with a two-way system from Skyline Communications. Skyline radios have expanded range, tough, durable handsets, and no data charges. Let Skyline show you the cost-effective way to stay in touch. Don't spend money on data or cracked glass on your phones. Call Charles Culver at Skyline Communications, 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Serving businesses services for 33 years.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arentsdds.com. That's arentsdds.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan. We're closer than you think.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. About 10 minutes. Still look for a high temperature today, about 96 degrees. But we've got cloudy skies right now. No rain in the area, but we've got a 20% rain chance of rain in the forecast. Low temperature tonight, about 75 or so. Then rains out of the forecast for the balance of the week with a high temperature of about 100. Sorry. And that includes Saturday when there'll be that football game at the big stadium.
That football game
there. That was the one, right over there. All right, here we go. It's Wacky Grooming Products from the 1970s. Wacky Grooming Products from the 1970s. Gosh, I wish I had some music for this. Can you find the T-Berry Shuffle on YouTube?
Can I? Sure.
Yeah. You ever heard that one?
No.
You never heard the T-Berry Shuffle?
I don't think so.
T-Berry Shuffle is pretty cool. It kind of sounded like the dating game, and it was from the 70s, and it was kind of goofy.
T-E-A or T?
The T-Berry, T-E-A-B-E-R-R-Y Shuffle. Yeah, see? Got that.
Oh, there we go.
Love spelling on the radio. It's more fun than you can imagine. Hey. Okay, here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's loading up. That used to be a gum, you see, and you'd chew this gum and you'd do this little shuffle. It was a cute little commercial they did. Anyway.
Yeah, I got it right here.
Here we go. Okay. There it is. That's it.
Uh-huh. Clark's T-Berry Gum presents the T-Berry Shuffle.
Yes, I have heard this.
Yeah, you didn't know that, right? Sounded like the dating game, doesn't it?
Very much.
Yeah. Or very Herb Alpert.
Yes.
Okay, that's enough. Each bottle of Lemon Up Shampoo reportedly contained the juice of a whole real lemon along with its other ingredients. Rinsing your hair with lemon juice after shampooing was one of those beauty tips that advice columnists used to hand out. It helped to rinse all the detergent-y buildup out of your hair so that it would be shiny and lustrous. And then there was Body on Tap. You remember this? With beer. I mean, and they said, it's made with real beer, but don't drink it.
I remember that commercial.
Because obviously there were people who would. Dry Look. When men were beginning to ditch their Brill cream and discover the wonders of blow drying in the 1970s, that they needed to hold those flyaway hairs in place, the Dry Look was a hairspray designed especially for males. Tickle Deodorant. Tickle Deodorant. Rude commercials. Really. If you ever saw them, you know what I'm talking about. Short and Sassy. Short hair probably didn't require a different formulation of shampoo in order to maintain its shape and bounce, but they said it had special ingredients for short hair to keep it perky.
Yep.
Then there was Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific.
Yep.
Which was floral fragranced shampoo, one of the many brands that is mentioned on internet message boards frequently by women who grew up in the 1970s and early 80s. And Blue Jeans Cologne. This was one of those fragrances that apparently pinned its success on the design of the package, which actually smelled like a pair of denim pants.
Clean. I mean, really clean. Uh-huh. And it holds any scent I want.
New beer-enriched shampoo, Body on Tap.
I just found it looking around.
It's made with real beer, but don't drink it. There you go. All right, patients who insist on leaving the hospital before the doctor says are usually action stars, right?
Yeah.
But what they're saying is, in fact, they're likely to either die within a few months or end up readmitted to the hospital. Findings published by the Canadian Medical Association Journal are based on a close study of about 2 million adult hospital admissions and discharges in Manitoba over almost 20 years. Researchers found that between 1990 and 2009, 1.1% of the patients left the hospital against the medical team's advice, and they found that they were three times more likely to die within 30 days or be readmitted to the hospital. But again, if they're action stars, they yank the IV out of their arm and they go charging down the hall because they've got to get to whatever.
Yes.
Here's a story specially for Kat. Kat, are you back? She's not. When she comes back,
we'll have to wait for the story for Kat.
Florida, our favorite state, suffering a sand shortage. Unlike any that has come before, and officials say the coast could be vulnerable to future storms. The Sunshine State's 663 miles of coastline are more than just a tourist attraction, more than just an economic driver. They do, in fact, help protect the coastline from severe weather. Miami-Dade, Broward County, and Palm Beach counties facing such a dangerous shortage, they are considering replenishing the beach sand with recycled crushed glass. That's a little scary. Now, in Galveston, I guess we were down there been a year and a half ago. They were doing that. They were adding sand to the beach down there. They were basically trying to rebuild the beach, if at all possible. But nonetheless, right now, Florida running out of sand. You heard it here first.
I'm just so happy my father had a chance to see his kids before he passed. I just want to say thank you.
When her father fell ill, the American Red Cross was able to help get Veronica's brother home from the Navy to speak to his father one last time. It's thanks to your donations that we can connect military families when they need it most. Please donate today at redcross.org.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
It only takes 6.2 seconds for the BMW 528i to go from 0 to 60. That's also about how long it takes to realize that it is faster and more fuel efficient than its top rivals. And it's more than enough time for you to realize that no other car is quite like the 528i. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine. Speed claims based on specs from manufacturer sites. Fuel comparisons based on EPA estimates.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
A&M Consolidated Tiger Football is brought to you this season by these local businesses.
Max Food Mart, Blinn College, First Victoria Bank, Central Texas Sports Medicine, Kelly Burt Dozer, Subway, ABC Home and Commercial Services, Monograms and More, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and Intech Pest Control.
You're listening to the home of A&M Consolidated Tiger Football, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
That's us. A couple of minutes now before 9 o'clock. Kat saw this story, thought of you, because many subway stations in Tokyo's western side do not provide elevators or escalators for commuters. A 27-year-old man has decided to help out for 2 hours a day. He wears a green Power Rangers suit and waits by the stairs in one of Tokyo's subway stations, helping the elderly, mothers with strollers, and people carrying bulky items.
What does that remind you of me?
Power Rangers. I just figured you probably watched the Power Rangers before you were growing
actually
up.
Never watched the Power Rangers. Scott.
Okay, there you go. The Good Samaritan has been doing this for 3 months and hopes to recruit a team of Rangers. In fact, people have already asked if they can put on the pink and red suits and be part of the good fun.
That is fun. I would probably do something like that.
Oh, okay. Well,
Power Rangers was younger than me.
I thought
Power Rangers was stupid, and I remember this girl who was like, "You're dumb because you don't watch Power Rangers." And I was like, okay. You're insane.
There we go. A newborn baby in Oswego, Illinois, takes after her father, Hannah Grace Mary Pavlik, born in front of a local gas station after her parents ran out of time trying to get her to the hospital.
Wow.
Almost 33 years to the day that her father was born in a parking lot at a nearby mall.
Interesting.
Runs in the family.
Yes, it
that's
does.
That's funny.
Given the situation, little Hannah could have suffered infection. Oh, of course, but that's okay. She's fine. A spokeswoman for the local hospital estimates that around 6 of their over 3,000 annual deliveries happen en route to the hospital simply because people didn't plan.
No, see, my question is, how far is the hospital from Oswego or whatever the name is?